Students at the University of Alaska Anchorage are organizing a panel discussion this week to highlight the problems of domestic violence and sex assault in Alaska. The conversation is part of the National No More campaign. Student coordinator Simona Gertz told APRN's Lori Townsend that leading up to the Wednesday discussion, she issued her fellow students a challenge.
And the challenge is to say why you are going to say no more to domestic violence and sexual assault. So on our Facebook page, we started to get pictures coming in from students and other people around the state saying why they're saying no more. And it's pretty inspiring and it's exciting to see.
What kind of reaction have you had as you're building momentum for this panel discussion that will happen on Wednesday and the campaign itself? What are you hearing on campus?
Wow, it's been very humbling because I've met so many students who I would have never had the opportunity to meet before. They've shared with me their personal stories. And some of them who I've known for over 3 years who have shared their personal stories, and I had no idea that they were ever a victim of sexual assault or domestic violence. And I really feel that this is something that will be lasting because the student interest thus far, and it's only been a few weeks that we've co-branded with No More, it's just been overwhelming, and they're really excited to see something like this on campus. And we've already had several meetings. We're going to meet on Sunday. We're going to cover the campus in our No More signs and our messages, so that when students return from spring break, then they're going to say, "What is this No More?" And it's going to be a great turnout. And in the community, I've spoken with many officials actually on JBEAR. Some of whom will be in attendance on Wednesday night, which is really exciting because I think the military and Alaska have a lot in common in terms of their exceedingly high rates of domestic violence and sexual assault when compared to national averages. So it's just going to be a great night for everyone to collaborate.
When you talk to other young women on campus, are they aware of the dubious distinction that Alaska has as, you know, leading the nation is in these terrible rates of violence and sexual assault against women? Are young women on campus aware, and what do they say about it, especially women who may be coming from outside of the state?
The students who I've talked to or who have approached me so far, they are aware currently. We did actually go off campus and speak with local people who aren't students, and they were absolutely shocked by the 59% rate that was released through the Alaska Victimization Survey, and disgusted and appalled. So no, I don't think that they're even, you know, many in the community are even aware of the significance of this issue. And maybe if they are, they think that it's only associated, you know, in the villages or something. But as I've learned, it's right here, you know. It's been in the classroom with me for over 3 years, and I had no idea.
When you talk to other young women about this problem, are they, beyond being aware, are they also making a plan for how to keep themselves safe?
Well, so far, that's actually going to be the second part of our civic engagement project, which is part of our senior project. It's between myself and another student, Kristen Spire. And the second part of our capstone project, as you will, is to kind of increase the communication and the awareness on campus about the resources that are being provided by the University Police Department. There are many. We did have the opportunity to meet at length with Deputy Chief Munn of UPD, and he was amazing. And I think that more people knew about the resources that are already available to them on campus, the more they would be used. And so, yeah, that's actually the second part of our campaign this semester.
Simona Gertz is coordinating a panel discussion on domestic violence and sexual assault for Wednesday at 6:30 at the UAA Consortium Library.